This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome back to the show, someone that we've spoken to before, but in a very different context. He was wearing a different hat at the time. It's Joel Dirksen, who is a musician. And Joel, we last spoke when you were part of, as you still are indeed, the Saga Musica project. Just remind us what that was, and then we can get a sense of how different our conversation today is going to be.
Sure, yeah. That's a project done by Valgeir Guðjónsson and his wife, Ásta. It's sort of like a collection of songs that he's written about the Icelandic sagas, which are really like gorgeous and beautiful songs that I like a lot, that kind of takes you through short little stories within the songs, just little snippets of the sagas. And stuff.
And that is how we met, which last year I think we had that conversation. I then got an email from one of your contacts in the UK about your new project. Didn't realize we were talking about the same Joel until you and I spoke again, and then I made the connection. So today we find ourselves at your studio, which is roughly halfway between Selfoss and Hetla, I would say, more or less. Downstairs, you've got loads of horses. It's a horse stable. Yeah. Upstairs is the studio where we are just now. Do you want to explain this building first? Because it's unusual, I think, to have a building that combines a recording studio and a stable.
yeah, for sure. Well, I think saying studio is a bit of an overstatement, maybe. It's kind of just a little room.
Well, let's go back into that little room, because the single that we're going to play in your new album that we're going to talk about, which comes out in May or June, I think, some of it was recorded in this room, but I don't see a lot of equipment in here.
Yeah, so a lot of the more sort of tender, like acoustic moments on the record were just done with just me and an acoustic guitar in here. There's songs like Beth on the record, songs like Choke as well.
This is quite cozy. I mean, this is a small room. You've got a old-fashioned bed there with some blankets, and you've got some mood lighting and some acoustic guitar. So I imagine, yes, recording that in here would work well. But the single which we're going to hear, there's some big drums on there, which you played yourself, and they were recorded at the church across the road, where you also got married.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. All of the guitars and stuff were done in here. I play drums as well. I'm playing trumpet on the album too. I played bass. I kind of played a lot of the instruments. One last summer in 2024, two summers ago, I guess, I set up the drums in Kalfotskirkja, which is just across the road here from the stable, just to get sort of like a bigger, kind of roomier kind of sound out of it. That single's out now. Came out in November.
The project, we should say, is called Spouses.
Yes.
The track is called Splinter. We'll talk about that and we'll talk about the album. But let's head downstairs now.
Yep.
I'm going to watch my head on these low beams because we're right on the top of the building here. And we pass down to where the stable actually is, which I think is maybe we should have the rest of the conversation there, because the horses, certainly as we came in, were making obligingly some very microphone-friendly noises. So you get a sense of us actually being in a stable as well as a recording studio here.
I just thought that it was so cool to have the horses nearby that I thought it was kind of it was intentional. Yeah. There's a lot of like field recordings on the record as well of just like what we're going to do now, where I took a little handheld recorder up to a horse and just like tried to get him to make a noise.
I was wondering if we might be able to do something similar here. There are I think about six horses here, aren't there?
Yeah.
Here's a black-brown one looking at me, wondering what I'm going to do. He's probably thinking, oh, God, not the microphone again. Had enough of that with Joel.
A lot of them, not all, but a lot of them are named after Norse gods. So we have one called Odin, one called Freyr. So I'm going to see if we can try and get this guy to come over.
And this is?
Here. This is Freyr.
Hello, Freyr. Yeah, friendly enough.
You want to try and make a little noise, maybe?
No. He's Okay, so Mike Shy. Well, we'll see if any of the horses do want to join us in the conversation. Let's talk about the record that you've made. You touched on some of the tracks being acoustic and gentle and quite reflective, but there's a, judging by the single, there's quite a breadth of styles.
Yeah, I tried to cover like kind of a lot of ground on the album. I think I was trying to not make it sort of one thing where it kind of, when it first started, it began as a sort of like intimate kind of acoustic thing, but as it progressed, I started incorporating some more kind of like electronic styles and like have some more fun, like rockin' tunes, not just like sad singer-songwriter type of songs.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly, again, judging by the single, there's a lot going on. That's quite a big production, isn't it? Certainly by the end.
Yeah, for sure. I got, so I played all of the tracks except for the strings, which was done by my friend Anna from Iceland, and I got my friend Mark back over in Liverpool to do some cello, and he sent it over to me. So. Yeah.
And you made a lot of music in the UK as well, didn't you? What was the project you were involved with there?
I lived...
Okay, we've got a noise there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, a noise from the horse. Not quite what we were hoping for.
Yeah, I lived in Liverpool for a long time. I think I was, when I was living there, I was trying to do the whole music thing and sort of, you know, be a songwriter and all that. But I think that it kind of didn't really like click for me until I moved here, and I moved to like a nice open space where I can kind of, you know, just sort of be creative away from the city kind of thing.
But you're from Canada originally. Yeah. Were you from an urban part of Canada or from a similar location to this maybe?
I was born in St. Catharines, which is quite close to like Niagara Falls. I think throughout my life, I guess I've just kind of, you know, haven't really felt a sort of connection to a place in the same way that I have with Iceland. So even though I've just moved here and I'm kind of still getting my feet.
And is this then the first project, or is this the first record to come out under the name of Spouses, which is, I guess, kind of your solo record, even though you've talked about working with a lot of other people?
Yeah, so I did a couple singles while I was in Liverpool, but never like a whole full album. I don't really want to call the album that I made like a concept album, because I don't think there's any real overlying concept to it. Just, I guess, the kind of stable thing pulls it together a little bit, you know.
What does unite it then in terms of the stables or anything else? It's not a concept album, but let me rephrase that by asking what it is that you choose to write about, what you find inspiring.
I think that really what I was trying to do, what I was trying to write about is personal things on the record, you know. I think that I was really trying to sort of blend these two ideas of just like living here. I feel like there's this really like immense beauty like in the landscape and stuff, but there can also be like a really immense pain as well, you know, and I'm just trying to like allowing those two things to sort of coexist, you know, is sort of what I'm trying to do, I guess.
Will you play this live?
Yes, I will be playing a show in Reykjavik in Iðnó on the 15th of February, which is a Sunday.
Okay, that's Iðnó, right down by the lake, right down by Lake Tjörnin in the city center. Is it music that lends itself to be played live? Because there's so much going on the record. Do you cut it down for a solo performance, or do you take some musicians with you?
I think I'm going to try and have a few musicians with me. I've been talking to my friend Reinier Schneider, who's a really great guitar player. He also plays lap steel and things like that. He's also a producer. His project is called Creature of Habit. And then there might be some more friends coming up, hopefully. So I think it'll be kind of a mix of me by myself and having some friends come up and help me kind of thing.
Let's head back outside, because I want to just bask in the view that you have here, because it is wonderful. It is a very cold day as we have our conversation in the first week of January, -8 I think at the moment, but it's also about 11:15 in the morning, so we're basically getting sunrise just now, aren't we, at this point? And what a sunrise that is. It really is a staggeringly beautiful part of Iceland that you live in, so this must be inspiring to an extent.
Oh, for sure. I mean, not to kind of turn everything into like a landscape metaphor, but I think like just for me, like I think creatively things didn't really happen for a long time, so it was almost like a volcano or something, you know, where I come here and I like all of a sudden a whole bunch of things come out of me and I'm just super excited to share it and get it out into the world.
So the gig is on the 15th of February at Idno.
Yes.
The album will be out in May or June, we think, at this stage.
Yeah.
The single is out now, it's called Splinter. So tell me about that song.
So Splinter is a song... I have a fun horse connection for that one.
Okay.
I'm sort of trying to learn Icelandic a little bit here. And when you say the age of a horse, you count it in winters. So you don't say like the horse is like 3 years old, you say he has lived three winters, you know, and I always thought that was like quite an interesting turn of phrase.
Yes.
There's a lyric on there that was like, hid yourself away for seven winters, which I definitely wouldn't have come across unless moving here and trying to get stuck into Icelandic, you know. Yeah, I think really the song is just kind of about just sort of some kind of existential dread or something like that. I mean, it's fun to listen to. It's a fun song. But I think that the meaning of it is maybe a bit like darker. So that's kind of what I was saying about blending these two things of sort of light and darkness and stuff.
Well, let's have a listen and see how that all fits together. This is Spouses. The song is called Splinter. It's out now. It's from the album coming out in a few months. We'll put a link up, of course, to the page of Splinter. And when are you... Or when might we talk to you next with your Saga Musica hat on?
We're starting back up after Christmas, third week of January. You can come by and come say hi whenever, I think.
And it's we'll maybe put a link up to that as well on the page, because it's highly recommended if you want to get a real sense of some pretty authentic Icelandic stories and music beautifully performed, then you could do a lot worse. Joel, for now, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll talk again one way or the other. This is Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime by email, english@ruv.is. And here is Splinter.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.